A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. When we visit her family in Czech, they also dress me up in traditional outfits. Their tradition just happens to be homemade t-shirts. It's the one and only Iron-On Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? And that's true. My parents love making t-shirts.
Every time I go, I come home with a fresh iron-on. I want to show them this episode. Give me something a little more colorful, something with a little more pizzazz.
You know that sometimes they buy it. They don't always make it.
Agree to disagree because they're all peeling off. So I hope they're not buying that. Otherwise, they should get their money back.
Well, my dad used to work for an ad agency. He was a writer.
And ad agencies are infamous for making t-shirts.
Well, that's okay. When I was a kid, fun fact.
I don't think he worked for an ad agency. I think he worked for Zazzle.
No, he didn't work for Zazzle.
Zazz agency.
He worked for an ad agency. They happened to have the machine to make print-on shirts and stuff as promotional items. That was part of it, right?
Yeah.
And he doesn't work for them anymore. But it still exists, and they still have the t-shirt printing machine. So, here we go. But here's a fun fact. When I was a child, most of my wardrobe was per t-shirts that I made.
That's cool.
For myself.
That's cool when you're in middle school.
All the time. Like, that was my spiel. I was making t-shirts for myself, for my parents, left and right. Just showing up randomly in my dad's office with a plain t-shirt and a picture. Yeah. That I wanted to turn into a t-shirt.
My favorite to this day is still the pocket tee that has a graphic that goes over. You don't ever see that. You don't ever see an iron-on on top of a pocket tee.
Which one is it?
It's the Czech emblem.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, all right. I got the pocket here for convenience.
Well, listen to this. My parents asked, what type of a t-shirt do you like? And it was at the time that you really liked the little pocket. So I said, John likes t-shirts with little pockets.
I like plain black t-shirts with little pockets.
Yeah. But they combined it.
It's sweet.
You cannot complain.
It's sweet. It's the thought that counts.
Remember when they got you the t-shirt for Christmas with a Santa Claus on Harley Davidson?
Yeah, I wore it to sleep last night. It says Route 66, which I don't know how that ended up in the Czech Republic, but I brought it home.
They loved it so much they gave it to you for Christmas. They probably forgot that you're Jewish.
I was going to say, I wasn't going to make a stink about it. But if my dad ever saw me wearing that,
my parents love giving you and making you shirts.
It's very sweet, but it's become quite the tradition of your family to gift me with a handmade homemade
t-shirt. Oh, yeah.
T-shirt.
And you love it, don't you?
They make for great sleep shirts.
Yes.
That's
they
what
do.
We should get Mahmoud. A dang iron-on tee. Get him. Stop sleeping in your clothes.
Don't get me started. We'll get there.
We'll get there. All right. Before we do, real quick, a little business. If you guys want to hear our thoughts on the single life tell all that is tearing up the charts and tearing up our hearts, you can do that on Supercast, on Patreon, patreon.com/MarriedToReality, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. Not only is the single life coverage over there, but it's ad-free. It's business-free. You won't hear any of this. There's a chat feature on Patreon. It's a good time. We throw bonuses at you once in a while. So check it out if you want more content. Also, make sure you follow us on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. Why? Because that's where you can call in. That's our direct line. When we say call in, share your thoughts, what are you thinking? That's where you call in.
Yes, guys, call in.
Message us there. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hard as traditional outfit.
He was pulling it off.
I love it. I'm glad they're a game to show respect to Kobe's family. Because I can see a lot of 90-dayers or 90-day parents who'd be like, oh, hell no.
Yeah. Say no more. So, yes, matches like as hot as that. And last but not least, if you guys haven't left the review, tis the season to sprinkle a little love over here. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast for everyone to hear.
Yes.
All right. That is the business. What do you say before we get into the meat of things? We do a little 90-day, by the way.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's hear it.
All right. 90-day, by the way, number one. New season alert. We've been wondering over here in Married to Reality Land, what's going to take the place of the single life after we get through the 10-part tell-all? And we're not racing through this thing because we like it. We love it.
Oh, we love it so much.
We don't ever want it to end. But when it does, we know what's taking its place. Love in Paradise is back.
Woohoo!
And it looks good. They dropped the trailer.
Okay.
And we got some details on the new couples.
All new couples?
4 new couples.
Who are the returning couples?
That, I don't know if there's going to be any. I haven't seen any mention of that, but I got some deets on the 4 new if you're interested.
Let's hear it.
All right, let me tell you about Luke, 30, from Los Angeles, and Madeline, 19, from Colombia.
Okay.
I'm leaning in. Luke met Madeline in Colombia while he was on vacation. They instantly hit it off, ended up spending Luke's entire vacation together. Once Luke went back to LA, he decided he was going to move to Colombia to be with Madeline. Only one little hiccup. The once wealthy Luke gets a reality check when he sees he doesn't have the money to make the move, nor can he support Madeline's lavish lifestyle like she believes he can.
Wait a minute. Was he rich at some?
At one point he was. In his 30 years, he somehow got rich and made it seem like he could provide for Madeline the way she wants to be provided for.
Oh.
Doesn't seem like that's going to be the case anymore.
Interesting.
So that's our first couple. Second couple, Alex, 30, from Dallas. Adriano, 33, Italia.
Is Alex a woman or a man?
Alex, I believe, is a man. A woman.
Okay.
I think Adriano is a man. Okay. Family-oriented Alex hails from Texas, and free-spirited Adriano lives in Italy. The two crossed paths while Alex was traveling, and although they had different ideas of what they were looking for, Alex and Adriano's chemistry proved strong, and there's a steamy connection. But is it enough to overcome the extreme differences, especially over their preferences in bed?
Ooh, okay.
So tune in to find out what those are.
Wait, so is she moving to Italy?
I believe that would... actually, I don't know.
I hope so.
This isn't the other way. This is just Love in Paradise.
Love Italy.
Yeah, okay. we love Italy. Suckers for Italy. All right, here we go. Next, Kyle, 32, Los Angeles. Annika, 39, Malta.
Okay. Oh, wait, so... This is going to Europe, basically.
Well, you're going to say Europe's not a paradise?
Oh, Europe is a paradise.
I'm glad we're getting a little more diverse.
I know.
There's more paradises than just the Caribbean.
For sure.
So, welcome to Italy. Welcome to Malta. So, by day, Kyle's a seemingly traditional guy who works as an accountant. His real passion and hobby, however, donating sperm. Hold on.
Is it for money?
Hold on. Oh, it's a hobby. Kyle has 71 children and 9 on the way from donating sperm to women around the world.
But he doesn't know them, correct?
You cannot know. You have no relationship.
But they tell him when someone conceives?
They let you know? I don't know if that's the case or if maybe.
I didn't think that's... I thought once you donate sperm...
You don't know where it goes.
That's it. You don't know where it goes. You don't know who gets it. You know if they conceived. How does he know?
I don't know. But he should reach out to Natalie. That's one thought I have.
Oh, yeah.
But Annika's a single mother who wants to have another child, saw Kyle's donation information online, booked a consultation with him, and ever since their first conversation, felt the spark. But... the conversation has changed from donating to dating. So now he's going to travel to Malta to meet her for the first time. But Will he have to stop his passion for donating if he gets into a relationship with Annika? That's the question.
Wait a minute. I thought you can never know your donors.
No, think about, I guess.
It goes for a lot of things, for your heart, for your organs.
No, I know.
Often so you're not allowed to know your donors, at least for a certain period of time. And I feel like if it's donating your sperm or your ex, for that matter, I don't think you should ever find out who the person is.
Yeah, I don't know how this works. I'm sure there's options.
I'm assuming because I feel like otherwise you're going to get attached. Like if you donate sperm and then you find out, oh, wait, I have 15 kids. Oh, one of them lives down the street from me. You would want to know. That's not, I don't think that's even legal.
Let's learn more. We'll learn more when we watch the season. Last but not least, Sean, 61 from New York. Aaliyah, 25, Brazil.
Ooh.
Hold on. When Sean, a celebrity hairstylist from New York, first met Aaliyah online, Aaliyah identified as Douglas. Assigned male at birth, Aaliyah started embracing her feminine side while she was dating Sean. As the couple progresses on this journey of learning more about themselves as well as each other, will their initial feelings and attraction towards each other grow stronger, or will the two grow apart?
Wow, wait, so they started dating as two males?
Yes.
And then
Douglas and Aaliyah.
She started transitioning
to Sean. Yes.
Interesting.
No. Sean's always been Sean. Aaliyah's been
Douglas prior.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's interesting.
And the age
gap. I'm here for it.
And the age gap.
I'm here for it.
Aaliyah was Douglas. Sean, a celebrity hairstylist. 61. Yeah. All right, we're in.
Wowza.
We're so in. You guys, we don't even have to say it. That's what's going to be on the Patreon after.
I'm so excited. After the Single Life. Awesome.
Monday, April 22nd at 8 p.m. and on our Patreon soon thereafter. All right, that's by the way number one.
Let's hear the second one because this was good.
All right, let's do a little two for two then.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, number two, a little two for two because congrats are in order for a couple 90 days. Ashley of Ashley and Jay. Recently got engaged to her boyfriend of a couple years, Joseph.
I've seen that.
Apparently, he proposed over dinner on the beach while they were vacationing in, you guessed it,
Jamaica.
Jamaica.
That's wild.
I find that, yes.
Why would she go back to Jamaica?
Well, on vacation.
I wonder if it's like, okay, maybe I ran into my ex, Jay,
and show him
the guy I've got now.
Yeah. So they're engaged. They've been together a couple years. So congrats to them.
Nice.
Also, congrats are in order for Emily and Kobe.
Yes.
Emily just gave birth to their third child. This child is not named after a pandemic, but an interesting spelling nonetheless. Adam. A-T-A-T-E-M.
Atom?
Atom.
Atom. It's like a British Atom.
Atom. I looked it up. It's an Egyptian name. Or there's an Egyptian origin. Bringer of light.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, good for them. She's very fertile.
Yeah. So, yeah. Congrats to them. And move out of your parents' house already.
Yeah. Now it's like three kids. Damn.
Yeah, it's a lot. All right.
It is a lot. But I hope they are doing well. And we're going to see it on this season. So.
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
There we go. Now, without further ado, the reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After,
question mark,
Season 8, Episode 2.
Woohoo!
Shall we start with Gino and Jasmine?
Let's get this off our plate because
Gino wasn't the only one pitching a tent during this scene.
This was just gross.
Yeah, sucking someone's toes is one thing. Sucking Gino's toes is another thing. And sucking Gino's toes after a whole day of camping is criminal.
I was just going to say
it's
that.
Criminal.
After a whole day. And her sucking on them, like licking them, saying, baby, your feet smell like shit.
Oh.
This is, I could not watch it. This just, I feel like if you have a foot fetish, you do it. Sure. At least wash your feet before. Ew. Like that was just not okay.
At least to me, it confirmed. You can't have any doubts anymore. She's into him. There's no faking that.
I guess.
Yeah. There's no faking sucking on a sweaty foot after a day of camping.
I really can't, especially.
I mean, the next morning we did see her making out with her dog, though, so it's all pretty gross. I think that's very similar to me. I know I'll get a lot of shit for that, but yeah. I don't get people who mouth kiss their dogs.
Well, you can ask. My parents asked Fluffy to kiss them, but on the cheek.
Cheek's different.
Yeah, Fluffy was like, kiss.
Cheek's different. There's people who mouth to mouth. No, you don't. They're feline.
I love dogs, but they also love eating shit. Like, literally.
Right, correct.
And as much as my mom brushes Fluffy's teeth, you don't brush them every single day. No. So.
No. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the toe sucking led to something else that rhymes with sucking. They got to work on trying to get pregnant.
Yes, because it's ovulation time. And Jasmine's ovulation guide is very incorrect.
This is like she went to the Staples and bought a trapper keeper and then just drew a bunch of, what were they even that she drew? Fish? Was it fish?
Yeah, something like that.
Go fish, because yeah, I don't think this made sense to me, but yeah. I'm not the ovulation expert.
She's Arisa. Like, and as we progress, it's like we're gonna bang 4 times a day and 5 times a day and 6 times a day. That's not true.
Maybe that's why she had trouble getting pregnant the last time.
Yeah, because if you overdo it, the guy's gonna run out of sperm count.
So literally overdo it.
You should bang.
I actually don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true. I don't think you run out of sperm.
No, but
I'm not an expert though.
Imagine banging 6 times every single day.
You would run out of probably ejaculate.
That, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But okay. Yeah, you should.
Oh, maybe that's what the fish is for.
You should just have fun.
Is that what the fish is for? Like a little sperm?
What?
She drew a fish in her little calendar.
What does the fish mean?
People say like a sperm is like a little fish.
Really?
You've never heard this?
No.
Hmm. Yeah.
If anything, it's like baby frogs.
No.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a baby frog?
A tadpole?
That little thing that's like...
It's a little tadpole.
Yeah.
That's a frog?
Yeah. I used to collect them.
Hmm. When all of your other pets left you, you resorted to collecting tadpoles.
No. Like we used to go camping and my big thing was just bringing my rain boots and my little net. I used to collect them, put them in a bucket with real frogs too. And then I let them go.
Nice.
Yeah. This is what I do, what I used to do on vacation as an only child.
It's way more PG than what they did camping.
Oh, that's for sure. I was also like 6 years old.
Yeah. So Jasmine had been keeping it in that she had some difficulties getting pregnant the last time and she wanted to tell Gino, but she was scared to tell Gino. But she finally just comes out and says, I'm not the most fertile person in the world. It was hard for me to conceive my son. And that's why I have this plan in place.
Well, Jasmine has a little misleading information about how to get pregnant and ovulation. But I think it's still better than Gina because he's got none. He's like, baby, don't be in such a panic. You're only in your 30s. Bro, that has nothing to do with the fact if you are or you are not fertile. He's like, it's going to happen when you least expect it. It could, but it doesn't mean it will. Plus, Gina's in his 50s. The male sperm count starts going down between 40 and 45 and then just going
down.
You're
quite the expert.
I know.
Is there something I need to know?
No, but I have a lot of girlfriends who are trying to have kids or who did have kids and we talk.
Understood.
Girls talk about things like this.
Understood. Keep me out of those conversations. The reception Gino gave was positive, which was good because Jasmine was worried, oh, he's going to be mad. He's going to be upset. He didn't seem too concerned. He's staying positive. He understands why Jasmine wanted to wait to tell him.
Yeah.
So I think that went as well as it could have gone.
Yeah, and it's okay. It's not like she's hiding it from him. It's like they just decided to have a kid. And so now she's telling him and we'll see.
Well, apparently he wanted to have kids for a long time.
Who did? You remember like when we first met them, he wanted to start trying.
Right.
We were like, whoa.
But that's, I think, why she was nervous. Like, hey, maybe I should have told you back when I first found out that you really wanted a kid that I may not be able to provide you with that. I think that was her.
Yeah.
That's why she was nervous.
Well, Next, we see her running through Michigan. That's a wild park outfit with the boobs out.
Yeah, that's all I was focusing on.
Yeah, I always feel like, for me, running in such like rural place with no one's around you with your boobs out, I would be nervous about perfs.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
I mean, I know she has a camera crew there, so she's good.
Yeah.
But
Who's not worried about pervs?
I feel like if I'm running, I'm like really sweaty with like a sweaty shirt on, not my boobs out.
At least you get a head start on the pervs if you're already running, though.
What?
You got a head start on the pervs. Oh. You know?
Sure.
So back to reality. Honeymoon's over. Time to FaceTime the kids.
Time or to her FaceTime mom and her sister.
Mom, yeah. Well, she's had no time to focus on her kids. She wants to talk to mom and sister Zuellen because that's who's watching the kids. We learn mom's been dealing with some health concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows what's going on. But now there's even more weighing on Jasmine than previously.
I don't know if I've said it before. I know she has two sisters, the young one that lived with her.
Yes.
And this one.
Zuellen.
This sister's very pretty.
The whole family.
Very pretty. But Jasmine has had a lot of work done.
True.
Looking at her sister, I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
But this could have been Jasmine too without all the work.
Yeah, siblings don't always look the same.
No, they don't, but you get some genes.
Yeah.
I mean, Jasmine's very pretty, but she did get a lot of work
done. Yeah, she worked on herself to achieve this look.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways. She's the beautiful family she comes from.
Yeah. What are we talking about? Oh,
mom's health concerns.
Yeah. And apparently nothing to be concerned just yet. She just needs to get a biopsy done to make sure it's not cancer, which is good. That's how you rock and roll.
Yeah, but it's going to cost money mom doesn't have. So now Jasmine's stressing about that. I can't be there for you. You don't have the money for this. Here's my question. Or my thought. Gino should have just moved to Panama. He has nothing in Michigan.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have a job anymore.
True.
Why would you not just move to Panama where her family is, her kids are, you're not working?
I don't know. Maybe he's planning to work and I think he needs to because they cannot live off of his savings. Him, Jasmine, her two kids, and a potential baby on the way.
No.
There is just no way.
No, especially now with the amount Anthony's charging over here for a little immigration assistance.
Well, Anthony's actually, that's literally the price you and I pay to the immigration lawyer. Look at that. Oh, he's charging $5,000, including the immigration fees, which are $1,800. So Anthony is literally $200 more expensive than our lawyer.
All right, Anthony. So there you go.
He's right on the spot. Yeah.
And we negotiated with ours.
Yeah. So.
So, yeah, they're meeting with Anthony, the immigration attorney. It's just a meet and greet because Gino doesn't have the money for this.
Yeah. And this is so shitty because I get it. You can try to do yourself. We tried the first time. There is so much that can go wrong. And every single little thing that goes wrong can affect the entire case.
Clarify, we tried, though. We opened up the document, read the first question, and said, we need help.
Yes.
We didn't like file it on our own.
No.
We didn't really try.
No, we didn't because I didn't want to risk it. At that time, I was here on a work visa and they were going to expire. I wanted to make sure everything aligns so I don't have to lose my job.
Yeah.
I don't have to be sitting at home doing nothing, waiting for this. So we already made sure. And that was another reason. I'm like, let's get a lawyer so they can file it and get it done quickly and correctly.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing in our case that would prevent us from being looked at or postponed. Like I've always been here legally. I've never done anything. I was here on a visa that you are allowed to marry someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So like we weren't breaking any rules or we didn't have any concerns. So I'm like, let's just get it done. And our lawyer, wasn't his name Anthony too?
Jeremy.
Oh, he got it done and very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
And I'm glad he did because there was like 400 plus papers he filed.
Yeah. It went pretty seamlessly for us. I really feel for Jasmine if this is real life, because this is brutal. And if you're Gino and you're not just dealing with your spouse, but your spouse's kids, like, yeah, you should have probably.
Oh my gosh, definitely.
An attorney.
And I remember, like, it is in the paperwork saying if you're only bringing one person, if she has an independent, like, yeah. There is place to put kids. There is place to request the advanced parole immediately. I don't know if he did. I kind of didn't follow this. But advanced parole, you should get very quickly within 3 months with your EAD card, which is the work permit, while you're waiting for your green card to be approved. I don't know if he did that.
Well, everything seemed fine. She'd learned she could travel outside the States. She just has to file that paperwork, and she was happy about that. But then when they talk about the kids, that's where Gino realizes he messed up in a big way.
Yeah, and because he didn't put them in the paperwork, if he did, it could have taken up to 6 months maybe. Now it can take up to 2 years, and he needs a lawyer to fix it.
Yeah, and it doesn't make any sense, his thought process, because he was like, well, I thought when I was doing the adjustment of status, and as Anthony said, you're adjusting her status. You're not like opening up a new visa application that you're going to add anyone to. And Anthony with the perfect sass, because he was
he was so sassy.
He was like, oh, Google didn't tell you what to do.
So
Gino,
sassy.
Google didn't
I
tell
loved
you.
It.
Maybe you should ask Jeeves.
And I get it. It's expensive. Just immigration fees are almost $2,000. And that's just for Jasmine. He's going to have to pay it for the kids too. But having someone who can help you with the paperwork, like, it was priceless for us.
Of course.
I'm so happy Jeremy helped us with everything.
Yeah.
Because when you have to do the second green card to remove the condition on the current green card, we were able to do it ourselves because that's a little easier. And we had all the old guidance from Jeremy. So there was nothing really questionable for us. We knew it.
Yeah.
But Gino, he should have asked for help. Like, this is serious.
So Anthony was like, yeah, it's going to be like $5,000, including the filing fees, which will cover me for about the next 12 to 14 months. But you're going to need me for longer than that. And this can take up to 2 years. So yes, it was $5,000, but Anthony was saying it was going to be more than $5,000.
Yeah. But because Gino filed something that they don't need to try and fix.
Yeah. It's Gino's fault.
It is Gino's fault.
Who's surprised?
I feel bad for Jasmine because totally. She starts crying. She's like, if I knew this, I wouldn't have moved here.
Totally. Like, if this is real, this is devastating.
Yeah. But here's the thing. She said that I came here first. I wanted to see if I want to stay here before bringing my kids over.
Mm-hmm.
I think if she wanted to, she should have brought the kids over. And if it's not working out, you can leave with the kids. I get it. It's like a strain on the kids, but at least you have them with you. Also, moving to the U.S. thinking it might not work out. Why are you moving?
It depends. If she had kind of inspected Gino's lair first, then that's one thing. But I wouldn't just pack up my kids and bring them to a condo that I've never been to, not know, oh, where are they going to sleep?
Well, that's a good point.
What's the neighborhood like?
Yeah, that's a good point.
If she had come for a week and like, okay, cool, I can see them here, that's one thing. But I think this was her first time coming.
It was, yeah.
So,
okay, yeah, that's a good point.
I can see them leaving behind. But all right, so that's that, and it's very sad. So hopefully Anthony can work some magic.
I hope that Gino will drop the cash and go back to work, dude.
Yeah, go back to work. All right, this is a good place to take a break. We will tell you about our sponsor for this episode. And when we come back, we're traveling to Cameroon. All right, we'll be back in a second.
This episode is sponsored by Jetpack Immune Travel Gummies.
Teresa, travel should be about adventure and relaxation, not sniffles and coughs. That's where Jetpack comes in, an easy, delicious way to boost your immune system. Since getting these into my routine, I've been able to enjoy our travels even more.
But Jetpack isn't your ordinary supplement. It's a special blend that puts health first with a formula that's lower carbs, calories, and sugar than America's number one vitamin brand.
And can we talk elderberry? Because I've been taking elderberry supplements for a long time, but Jetpack packs a powerful 900 milligrams of elderberry into each serving.
Wow.
Wow is right. That's alongside 8 other immune-boosting ingredients like vitamin C, D, zinc, and echinacea, all in one delicious gummy you'll actually look forward to taking.
The taste is amazing. No blend or bitter vitamins here.
Plus, Jetpack supports a healthy stress response with ingredients like quercetin, bromelain, and astragalus, making it your perfect travel companion.
And because we know our listeners love a good deal, Jetpack is offering a special gift, a stylish pair of Jetpack Sunnies with every purchase for a limited time.
So don't wait. Give your immune system the support it deserves and enjoy a stylish bonus. Head over to jetpackimmune.com to get your Jetpack Immune gummies and your free sunglasses.
Boost your health and travel in style with Jetpack. Visit jetpackimmune.com today.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Theresa. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
I can't complain.
Good.
I can't complain. I'm enjoying this season so far. I'm enjoying this episode
so
far.
Me too. Are you ready to go to Cameroon?
Let's do it. I mean, we'll get there much quicker than Emily and Kobe did. It took them 21 hours.
Yes.
But they made it. The self-filming, because they self-filmed the whole way. It didn't seem too bad. Like, they seemed, the kids were well-behaved. Yeah. Everyone was kind of just chilling. I'm sure if they were throwing temper tantrums, they didn't have time to pick up the phone and film themselves.
True.
But it looked pretty easy peasy. So it was good. They got there. Kobe's best friend, Valerie, met them there.
Yes. And Kobe's happy to see him. Emily's hugging him. He doesn't seem to be a big fan because he's like, yeah, when Kobe told me he's getting married to this white lady, I was concerned because we see movies, they're very bossy and arrogant.
Valerie, not just in the movies, but in Salina, Kansas, too. They're quite bossy.
Yes, that's her personality, but Kobe knew it and he married her and they're just popping kids. So I assume everything's good.
I think so. You hope so. It's one of those things where they got pregnant and then we're like, well, I guess we're going to be a couple now.
Yeah.
And she clearly gets pregnant pretty easily. And so they've continued to get pregnant. But you hope this was not a relationship that stood the test of time. And then we're like, let's bring kids into the world. It was like, oh, this relationship was solidified because they brought kids into this world.
Yeah, but I like them together. I like Kobe. He's very chilled and he's always like smiling. Oh, I don't know how he does it, but
he's great. I don't love Emily, but
well, she's a certain personality, but I have nothing against her, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, I like her parents.
Love the parents.
Yeah, they're with them, which is great. They can meet Kobe's family. Like, I loved when my parents met your parents finally at our wedding.
It was beautiful.
They were just hugging.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see them. But before they meet the family, this is a little. Kobe gets surrounded by a bunch of random people, and apparently they're asking for money.
Yeah. Well, first I thought it was the porters. So, like, when you land at the airport, there are all these porters come and they take your luggage
mm-hmm.
and they bring it to your car. And that's just the way it is. And I thought, oh, these are the guys. And they're just like, cool, we brought your luggage. Now give us our tips. No, apparently these are just guys who hang out knowing that there's international travelers coming mm-hmm. in who are bringing money. And if they ask, they'll receive. And so they asked. And it seemed like a bigger to-do than Kobe made it seem.
Yeah.
But I guess he was kind of like negotiating. Like, this is all I got, man. Like, take it or leave it. Because
he said,
but
it's a little scary.
If you don't expect it.
Yeah.
Like, he knew what was happening. But if we just went and that happened, we'd be like, yeah, we don't speak the language. What are you asking for?
For sure.
But he said he gave him some money and they left.
Yeah, because everyone in the car, they had to have two cars for the luggage. And it's like, I get it. They need probably two strollers. And if each person has a luggage, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, one for the kids, 5, some carry-ons. Like, I can see all the luggage.
Yeah.
So they have two cars. They're driving and the family is shocked. David, Lisa, like, Kobe, what's happening?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, it's just fine. Just giving them some money. It's normal. It's just at the airport.
I appreciate that attitude very much. Like, not making a big deal of things. Just being like, yeah, it is what it is.
But it's always like that.
Sure. But I'm sure there's people who are like, I can't believe it happened again. I had to give him money.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, yeah, it is
what
it is.
That would be me. I'm like, ugh. Happening again.
Yeah. I mean, every time I pay a toll, I'm like, why am I paying this toll?
I know.
Pay your own roads, Florida.
Yeah, exactly. Don't get me started on Orlando. Am I right?
Please. It's too expensive.
$5,900 is just to go, what, 1 mile? It costs you like $5. It can be a coffee.
It's more expensive than your gas.
It's ridiculous.
So, okay, it's time to meet Kobe's family, which is 2 hours away. But on the way, they're going to stop and get some traditional African attire.
Yes.
It's a show of respect. So Kobe wants them, the family, to meet his parents wearing the traditional attire.
I love it.
I think it's great. And I think the clothes look very good.
Yeah, apparently all handmade, which is awesome.
Yeah, this I can get behind.
Very colorful.
Yeah, this looks cool. And David, I think, steals the show.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like a star.
And the hat?
He's pulling it off.
Pulling it off.
When they came out of the store, they looked like they were going to shoot an album cover or something. Like they did. They looked good.
Yeah, I loved it.
It fit them.
I'm really happy to see that they are a game. Emily is a little concerned, saying, I don't know if it's okay me wearing this yet not knowing anything about a culture. But you'll learn.
Well, Kobe's asking you to.
Yeah. And she is. Like, it's not like she's saying, oh, I don't want to put this on, blah, blah, blah. She's wearing it, but she hopes it's okay.
Right. She's obviously worried about cultural appropriation. But it's like your husband, who is from here, is saying it's a sign of respect to wear this. So please do. So they did. And we'll see the meeting of the parents.
See how it's going to be received.
Next time, yeah.
And based on the previews, I feel like their big storyline or part of it is going to be they're going to get married again.
Right. In Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. In the meantime, let's go to Teresa's favorite state.
Kansas.
Small Ed and Liz. Small Ed traded in the moped for a mower. And I'm surprised he didn't have his stupid sticker stuck to the side of it.
Not yet, because he's just renting it from his brother.
Sure.
Yeah, they bought a huge house. I guess dollar can go further in Kansas over San Diego.
Oh, we'll talk about that when we get to Rob's place.
Oh, yeah.
Rob has an actual domicile now.
Whoa.
But first, Arkansas.
Yeah, so just a reminder. Small Ed is 58, Liz is 31. They've known each other for 4 years. They've been on and off for 3 years and engaged for 2 years. And they finally set the date.
Ugh. And it took about 0.5 seconds for Small Ed to remind us what a douche he is.
Such a douche.
When they were introducing themselves, and he was like, I'm Ed, this is Liz. Liz, tell him what your favorite sex position is. It's like, shut up. Not with you, I've heard. I heard that's her favorite sex position is not with you.
Yeah, I'm glad. I mean, I hope it's true, but I can see them getting back together once again. But right now, they're still together. They're about to tie the knot.
So this is Ed's hometown, which I thought they kind of just blindfolded themselves and pointed at the map and chose Arkansas.
I thought she was from Arkansas, but I didn't know it was him.
Yeah, so they moved back to his hometown. Liz says she's living the dream. They have a nice house. They have her daughter, Riley, spending the summer there. And they got the wedding coming up in 2 months.
Yeah. And so Riley and Small Ed get along well, which is great. Liz is happy that he is potentially going to be a good stepdad.
This was the 90 seconds of the episode where Small Ed proved he could bite his tongue and act like an adult. Mm-hmm. Like when they were making the friendship bracelets, whatever it was, I was like, oh, so you do know how to behave. You just choose not to.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And Riley is okay with Small Ed becoming her stepdad, which is great for Liz and Riley, I guess, if she is going to marry him. But man, having Small Ed in your life.
Yeah, because she's a child and she likes when he dresses up as a chicken.
Probably. Well, Liz is like, so are you ready to marry me now?
Nope. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say nope.
Nope, because I think he prefers all the girls or whoever slides in his DM over Liz.
Yeah. I think they did get married though and then divorced. I think they made it through.
Did he divorce already?
I don't know if it's officially, but I think they made it through the wedding.
We'll see.
I don't think they're gonna call the wedding off.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think they made it through. So before the wedding, they gotta find a way to make money because they left their jobs in California. They moved here, but they got a plan. They're gonna become real estate agents.
Yeah, like a partners.
Real estate partner. They're gonna start, I don't know, a real estate venture together.
I'm not sure, but first they need to get their license, unless they just did. And now they need to practice how to talk to potential buyers.
Yeah. I didn't know where this scene was going. I was like, you're saying you need a license, you don't have a license, but then you're about to meet with a potential client. And then, yeah. And then Riley.
Did they say they got the license already?
No, they need to get their license. Yeah. They got to pass their test, do all that. So they're going to do a dry run with Riley.
Yeah, Riley is the client. So they're showing her the house, giving her the house tour.
Yeah.
And Liz says, well, we need to practice a little bit. And Samoa says, well, I'll be the talker, the positive one, and you can do all the numbers and the logistics behind.
Yeah, Riley was like, Mommy, I think you should have done more of the talking.
Yeah, but then Samoa says something that... classic Samoa. He says, if you told me a year ago I was getting a real estate license and getting married, I would say you're crazy. Bro, you've been engaged for 2 years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, they said it. They've been on and off together for 3 years, engaged for two, while being on and off.
Yikes.
Remember that he asked her for the ring back during the tell-all?
Yeah.
And then they gave it back to each other during the
recommitment ceremony or whatever?
Yeah.
Yes, I'll move to Arkansas with you.
Yeah, she gave him a ring, actually.
Yeah.
So, and Smollett says, oh, if you told me a year ago, dude, you've been engaged a year ago, on and off.
He's a child, though. I don't think he takes anything seriously.
No, he doesn't.
Everything is make, like, this whole thing, talk about playing house, like... this whole thing of like, oh yeah, Riley's going to be our client. It's like, he just lives in a play world where nothing is real. He does what he wants and he doesn't take anything seriously, including his relationships.
Yep. Liz is a little nervous about working with him because they tried before. Remember when she was his photography assistant and she got jealous?
Yeah. Doesn't look like she has a neck. It's like, whoa, it's too close to home.
But this time they're going to be equal partners, so it should be good. And it better be good because Ed tells us that they are underwater with money.
There's no equality with small Ed. It's going to be his way or the low way.
But who moves to a new state, buys a big house without having an income ready? Well, why don't you rent?
Because let's be real with ourselves here. We're watching them on television. They're making money doing that.
Correct.
That's a job. They're, I'm sure, on Cameo.
He is a big time.
Yeah, so they don't have a 9 to 5, but they're making money.
Okay, well, good.
So then we move to Sophie and Rob.
Yes, Austin, keep it weird.
Sophie just stormed out of the selfie gallery, and I have a new song idea for Rob.
What is it? Why a song?
Isn't he like dancer, singer, model?
I don't think he's a singer. Maybe.
I don't think he's a dancer either, but he tried that in the airport. Anyways, All By My Selfie was the name that popped into my head when I watched this.
I like it.
Yeah. So nothing was resolved. She went to the selfie gallery and absolutely nothing was resolved.
Well, something was resolved. LA must be fucking expensive because where Rob lives now with his pet tarantulas, that's a big step up.
Yeah, I looked up average price of an apartment in Austin, average price of an apartment in LA, and Austin's like $1,200 cheaper.
Oh, I believe that.
I think it was like 14 versus 27 or something.
Oh, for sure.
So.
And then it depends on the area. I don't think he lives downtown Austin. I think the further you live, the cheaper it gets. And it goes for any city.
That's how it works, Therese. I don't know. You got your real estate license, too.
Guess I don't.
So then we see Sophie and Claire at the bookstore. I'm a little surprised. I'm not upset, but I'm a little surprised that Claire is going to be this present in this season. It's like, all right, we got you last season, Claire.
Also, I'm glad Sophie calls her out and says, I don't know why we're meeting at the bookstore. Like, my mom never read the book in her life. Yeah. Mom, why have you read the book? No.
I don't think that this is just my thought. I don't think they choose where they film most of the time.
You don't think so?
No. I think production goes, well, here's a list of places that are cleared, that we can go bring our cameras to, that we can go shut down. Mm. I don't think mom gets to go, you know, I want to go for ice cream today. Let's film there. It's like, okay, well, the business would have to allow it. They'd have to get all the customers in there to allow it.
I don't think this way. This is reality for me. They just go wherever they want to go.
Maybe. But I also think when they set up these big scenes where they're going to be filming probably all afternoon, they clear the location.
Yeah, I don't think they film all afternoon. Do you?
Oh, I bet you this took a long... This was a whole scene in this bookstore.
I guess.
I don't want to pull the curtain back too much, Teresa.
Okay. I know nothing about this, so... I'm not sure.
Yeah.
They're talking and Sophie's telling mom about meeting Rob at the selfie museum. And mom says, well, John dropped the L word.
Hello.
Like flexing much, mom. Your daughter is complaining how her relationship is shit.
Yeah, it's quite the opposite of what's going on with Sophie.
But I'm glad that I feel like mom needs love. She, mm-hmm. I think she heard losing Sophie in a way.
True.
She needs love. And I think she just needs someone to be there for her because I'm a little concerned about her.
Claire?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's had a tough life, I think.
I think so, too. And Sophie keeps confirming and adding to the story. Just like piece by piece, we learn more about Claire.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. She's an onion. She keeps... peeling back her layers.
Peeling and peeling. But we learned that Rob reached out to Sophie this morning after the selfie museum and asked her, like, can we discuss you moving back?
Yeah.
Because he wants to make it work.
Yeah, Claire obviously is not thrilled with this and shouts out that maybe he has an addiction. And hello, is there an echo in here? Because I'm pretty sure I said that last week.
Sex and porn addiction.
Yeah, and Claire would recognize the signs of addiction.
And when they talked about addiction, that's when Sophie peels another layer of the onion saying, yeah, growing up, mom was never clean. She overdosed once too.
Yeah.
Which I thought she was an alcoholic. I think it was substance abuse.
Yeah.
You don't overdose on alcohol.
I mean, you do. But,
I guess you do. But
not in the... No, no one would say that. But
yeah.
You could get alcohol poisoning. You could...
Well, yeah. I would say... alcohol poisoning.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
You wouldn't say overdose. So I didn't know that. And I think we're learning more and more. And the more she tells us, the more I can see it on Claire. I can see the tough
life.
She's
lived a life.
I can see that on her.
And that's probably why she lives in Mexico.
Why?
Closer to the source. Closer to the good stuff. You know?
I hope she's clean now.
I hope so too. All right. Shall we move on to our final couple of the evening?
Two more.
What? Who after?
Mahmoud and Nicole, and then we have Manuel and Ashley.
God, I'm trying to forget about them. Okay.
Mahmoud and Nicole, guess who's arrived?
Kiss me, you motherfucker. That would have been a better sign. If you're going to make a sign and bring it to the airport, write something like, kiss me, you motherfucker, on it.
It's like a St. Paddy's Day sign. Don't you say something like
that? Oh, kiss me,
like
I'm Irish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Kiss me, yeah.
You remember in New York we used to celebrate St. Paddy's Day?
No, I celebrate it every year. What are you talking about?
You don't. You don't even know when it is.
March 17th?
How do you know?
Because it's St. Patrick's Day. I know when Christmas is, too.
I don't know.
Not flexing or anything.
I don't know when St. Paddy's Day is, but I did know it in New York because we always did the crawl.
Do you know when July 4th is?
Please.
Okay.
Please.
Mahmoud was given some weird vibes.
He is like fish out of water.
He is like a roach when you turn the lights on and they're all like, wait, what's happening? He looked, so out of water, out of his element and very overwhelmed.
Imagine leaving Egypt, leaving Cairo and landing in LAX.
Yeah. At least he didn't land in Atlanta.
I like Atlanta. Actually, doesn't
Atlanta,
have a bad airport.
It's Hartsfield.
It's the busiest airport in the world, apparently.
Yeah, I believe it. Again, I'm going to say it. This was not, I am moving to the United States type luggage. When we go to Europe for 2 weeks, we bring more luggage than he brought.
But he sleeps in his clothes.
It's very true.
He doesn't need much.
It's very true. That's half my
And that luggage. Needs to change because that's just gross. But he's here. Immediately, he's like, what are you showing your belly? Like, what is that? What
I don't think he was that offended by it. I thought he was more offended by her driving.
I think he was just overwhelmed. He was overwhelmed by crosswalks. He was overwhelmed by the fact that you have to put on a seatbelt.
Yeah, he was overwhelmed, but then he gets in the car and he's underwhelmed. He's like, eh, I don't know, I miss Cairo. Like, this is a little boring. There's no people. There's no energy. So he's just complaining. It's a complaint, I think.
We'll see how he's going to adjust because it's definitely very different lifestyle than Cairo.
Yeah, the one thing I can get behind, the one thing I have in common with Mahmoud is his confusion around decorative pillows. I also don't understand that, Mahmoud.
Decorative pillows are a big part of our lifestyle.
Your lifestyle.
Many other people's lifestyle. Look how beautiful our bed looks. If I remove the decorative pillows.
It? Who's going to see it?
You and I.
Okay.
And that's why you make the bed every morning.
Take me out of it then.
When I come back from work, I can go to the bedroom and see how beautiful it looks.
Okay. Well, if we're going to have these decorative pillows, then I want a naked mannequin in the corner.
Sure. I can put my clothes on it.
Imagine how easy it would be to steam if we
It would be so easy to steam.
It'd be so easy to steam.
We need to get something to put clothes on when we steam, by the way. Because I have a hard time steaming.
I'm going to get a naked mannequin. And then in the middle of the night, I'm going to put her right next to your side of the bed. So when you wake up.
You're going to be steaming?
Yeah. No.
Decorative pillows are the best. The only issue I have with them is they're very expensive.
Yeah, they really are unnecessarily. They're just decoration.
Very important. I worship our decorative pillows.
I know. I think it was like $40 a pillow.
It was like $50 a pillow.
And we went to Home Goods.
Yeah, but look at them. Look at them. They're just
so
beautiful.
Decorative.
And we have this beautiful throw blanket.
Mm-hmm.
It has to go on a specific angle. John learned. He knows what's up.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Looks great. All right. Mahmoud got his boxers, unwrapped those. I started to really feel bad for Nicole. I'm not the biggest Nicole fan. I don't care either way. She's fine. But I started to feel bad for her because she was really trying. She was excited for him to be there, giving him his boxers, being like, you want me to make you pizza? I'm going to make you pizza. And he was just so disconnected. So there's no emotion.
I think I don't like Mahmoud at all. So I don't even want to take his side, but I think he's overwhelmed and he's tired. Nicole gets upset that he did not sleep on the plane as she told him. I call BS because I don't sleep on planes and I can be on the plane for 50 hours. I might sleep for a little bit, maybe. It's hard for me to sleep on planes.
Yeah.
So if he didn't sleep on a plane, I don't be mad at him for because of that.
Sure, sure. No, you can't get mad over that. But let's see. Spoiler alert, not a spoiler alert. We kind of know how things turned out for this couple. So
yes.
I'm not holding my breath for a fairy tale ending over here.
Well, I feel bad for her because she brought him over to save her marriage, I guess, but also thinking it's America, that's my country, I can be myself, and he's the one that needs to adjust or adapt it.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll be able to. This is very foreign to him. This is very new. And
literally.
I don't think he grew up being one of those guys who love the Western culture, because there are people living in countries with specific religion or specific rules who are more aligned with the Western side of the world, thinking, oh, it's okay when women don't cover, it's fine, free world, whatever, right? Mahmoud's not one of them. Mahmoud is... He grew up in Egypt. All he knows is that. All he knows is how his brother lives his life with his wife who covers herself. Like, that's all he knows and that's all he wants. Nicole thinking that, oh, that just because he's in the US, he's going to change immediately. He's not.
Yeah.
And I think that's why whatever happened is going to happen.
Yeah. All right. Last and certainly least. Ashley and Manuel. Why am I not surprised that Ashley has a huge dent in the front of her car? Oh, maybe is it because she has a panic attack every time she gets behind the wheel and doesn't hold the wheel and it's on her phone? Yeah, that's probably the reason why.
Yeah, having a panic attack while driving is not the best thing ever.
And you can't help it.
Literally pull over.
Pull over.
Yeah.
Don't call someone and take your hands off the wheel while you're hysterically crying and screaming.
Because you are
putting other people at risk.
Exactly.
Okay. Now that that's off my chest.
Well, they're still on the topic of Manuel never really introduced his kids to Ashley. She expected it. And Manuel's excuse is that I never really get a chance.
Yeah, I'm happy she finally brought it up because to this point, I'd never heard her really make a stink about it, which I think you kind of should. And
yeah.
She finally said, like, hey, it's a little weird. I never met your kids before we got married, and I'd like to know what's going on. And Manuel's just like, well, you don't really ask me these things, so I'm not going to tell you. And she's like, well, you don't like when I ask you things, so that's why I don't ask you things. And then he goes, it's my personal life. I'll handle it. No, it's not.
You're married.
You're married. Now it's your life. It's not your personal life anymore.
And I think when you're married, it's okay if little things keep coming up. If you progress, you get to know each other, right? Like you just learned something new about me that you were like so shocked.
Your tiny nostril?
My tiny nostril.
8 years and I just discovered her tiny nostril.
I have a very small nostril.
I don't know how I've never noticed before.
I have issues because of that. I have breathing issues.
You have a lot of issues because the tiny nostrils. Not one that I thought was going to be a part of it.
But that's not something I'm going to tell you because I don't think about it. But when it comes to living things like kids.
Yeah. Well, your tiny nostril is living. It's alive. It's living in my mind rent free.
Don't compare my tiny nostril to kids. But
it might be expensive like kids.
Don't get me started on my tiny nostril issues.
Tiny nostril, big medical bill.
Yeah, don't get me started because I have to go back again. Anyways, him having kids and not including her, especially now when she's his wife, that's just fucked up.
Yeah, I completely agree. That's why this couple is so irritating and frustrating to watch because pulling my hair out, screaming at the television no matter what they do.
Yeah, they got home. Manuel is just mocking Ashley, tossing Rico Suave out of the house. Ashley needs a moment outside and this is not good. They're literally, I think once the camera left, they probably banged it out.
Oh,
and they
were
good.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for them. All right. That's it.
That's it. We made it.
Episode 2.
Ooh-hoo.
We're in it.
I love it.
We're in the thick of it.
Are we missing any couples?
Angela, Anne.
Michael.
Oh, boy.
And Patrick and Thais.
Oh, okay.
I think Angela and Michael will make an appearance unless they made a quick edit after the whole missing Michael debacle.
I think they will. We'll see.
Will make an appearance?
Yeah.
I think so. They were on the previews for the season. So.
That's why I think that.
We'll see. In the meantime, guys, thank you for listening. If you guys want to hear more, you want to hear our thoughts on The Single Life and the upcoming season of Love and Paradise, check us out on Patreon and Supercast, patreon.com/marriedthreality, marriedthreality.supercast.com. As always, ad-free over there. None of that business up top. Bonuses thrown at you once in a while. It's a good time, so check it out. Also, make sure you're following the Instagram at marriedthrealitypod. Message us there. Call in. Share your thoughts. Love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, please. As always.
As always. And also make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hard as the previews for the next episode because I'm here for that.
Yeah, I'm awesome.
I'm here for it.
I'll be right next to you. And last but not least, if you haven't left the review, please do. You guys know we love a little love. And if you do a 5-star review and you write something, here's the fun part. We'll read it on this podcast.
Yeah.
All right. That is it. I have said it all. Teresa?
Said it all.
A little bit too much this time, but that's what we expect from you.
That's what I do.
Tiny nostril, big mouth.
Right. I can't believe I shared it with everyone.
With the world.
With the world.
Teresa, with the world.
My tiny nostril.
All right, you've said worse. You said much worse before.
Okay.
All right. That's it. I've said it all. You've said it all.
I've said it all.
We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.